This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. In tablet news, there's been a shakeup. Microsoft is set to compete with Apple's iPad with a low-cost Surface. It is cutting prices on its Surface devices. It's happening this summer. The details, but first, these tech headlines. U.S. lawmakers are demanding information from Alphabet and Apple about how the companies handle users' personal information, including spoken words, email content, and location data. In letters to the company's CEOs, leaders of the powerful House Energy and Commerce Committee said recent media reports have raised questions about how the companies use consumers' information. The letters ask whether their devices have the, quote, capability to listen to consumers, end quote, even when the user isn't engaging a virtual assistant. If so, lawmakers want to know how that data is being used. Uber has tapped Scott Schools, a former top official at the U.S. Justice Department, to be its first chief compliance officer, ahead of a highly anticipated initial public offering next year. The Journal writes how Mr. Schools leaves an agency that has been in turmoil to join a startup that has been one of Silicon Valley's most embattled companies. Uber is the subject of at least five federal investigations. Mr. Schools said he wasn't involved in any Justice Department investigations into Uber and would recuse himself if necessary. And Walmart is coming to New York City, not with a store, but with an e-commerce center. Jet.com, an online startup bought by Walmart, will open a warehouse in the Bronx to expand its fast grocery delivery business. In New York, Jet will enter a crowded market for fast grocery delivery, including from Amazon, which offers 1 and 2 hour delivery on some food and general merchandise through its Prime Now service. Coming up, Microsoft is cutting prices to compete with Apple's iPads. Details on the new 10-inch Surface Go. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Microsoft is cutting prices on its Surface devices, introducing a $399 tablet to directly compete with Apple's least expensive iPads. The new 10-inch Surface Go is the least costly among the five Surface devices that Microsoft makes. Let's get more details. Joining us now from Seattle via Skype is the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. Hey, Jay.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. So the Surface Go looks like a little mini Surface Pro, smaller, less expensive. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the idea. It's 10 inches rather than 12 inches. It's a couple hundred bucks less, so it's going to start at $399. And I think the idea is really for Microsoft to have a device that can compete with the kind of least expensive iPads and give folks an opportunity to get into the Windows ecosystem at a lower price point.
So it is. I mean, there's a lot of talk about it, but is it a direct challenge to the Apple iPad? You know, I mean, for the slash price, do you get what you pay for features and power-wise? How does it compare, and is there a compromise?
Yeah, so there probably is compromise for folks who love the Apple ecosystem. The specs are a little bit different, but, you know, Apple's 9.7-inch iPad starts at $329, but its specs are a little bit different in terms of memory and storage. But I think for most folks, when you buy it, you'll probably be buying into the ecosystem itself. And so, you know, the new Surface Go will run Windows 10 or a variant of it from the start. And, you know, if you have other Windows apps that you want to run on there, that would be a reason why you might choose that device instead of an iPad.
Mm-hmm. And we've had this conversation before, but it bears repeating. You know, I've held on to my tablet for a while. Is that the case for people still? Are people still buying tablets much?
Yeah, you know, the tablet market has been in some decline over the last year. You know, the one segment that seems to have done well, this is according to International Data Corp, IDC, is what's called the detachable market, where the screen detaches from a keyboard, and that's sort of where the Surface market is. Mm-hmm. That's grown a little bit in an otherwise shrinking market.
Yeah, and has the whole Surface portfolio as a whole been good results-wise for Microsoft?
You know, it's a small piece of Microsoft's overall business. Mm-hmm. So it's bounced around a little bit. In the last quarter, it was up, you know, fairly significantly. I think it was a little over 30%, something like 32% billion in sales last quarter. So it's doing a decent business. But, you know, for Microsoft, that's a fraction of the overall sales. It's part of the Windows division, which is significantly larger. And, you know, Microsoft sort of views use Surface devices as a bit of showpieces to, you know, with high-end materials, sleek designs. The idea is to get folks to get some of their hardware partners to design other kind of cool designs like this.
Mm-hmm. And it just seems like it's also for a particular customer. Maybe it's a budget plus kind of category device. So for this kind of customer, how soon can they get this? It's coming out this summer?
Yeah, it ships August 2nd in the United States and a bunch of other markets, and it'll expand beyond that. And this was a version that only has Wi-Fi. They tell me that by the end of the year, they'll have a version that has LTE in it, which is wireless capability over data networks.
All right, another device to look out for. Jay Green, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Tanya.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. For more on the story, head to WSJ.com/tech. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.